Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. I am probably more conscious of what time it is than you are. I love you for staying. And I promise, if God will help me, I'll cut all the fat. Preach what the Holy Ghost wants us to preach. That's all I can promise you. And if He wants me to preach till 12, I'll have to be honest with you. I'll be here. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of the people fat, make their ears heavy, shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? In the answer, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, the houses without man, the land utterly desolate, and the Lord hath removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten. As a teal tree and as an oak whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. You may be seated. I will preach for a little while, and the Holy Ghost will help me and trust me. Oh, the holy, holy, holy. I'm making no reference to the Democratic nor the Republican Party. I'm not talking about the Kentucky Wildcats. I'm not talking about your pet preacher. But I'm talking about Him. King Uzziah was a great king. Prosperous in everything that he did. When he went forth to conquer, he conquered. The Lord helped him. He wanted to tear down a wall, he tore it down, and God blessed him. When he went forth to conquer, the mighty hand of God was upon him, and he conquered. Whatever he turned his hand to, God blessed him. But he got so wrought up in himself that he decided he could mess around with the things at the house of God, the holy things. Now I want you to get the message tonight, right in the beginning here, that folks have to finally get to understand that the power is not in the White House, that the hope of America is not in Washington, D.C., and never has been. Thank God, every sensible Christian ought to know that our hope of America is in Him that's holy. One day King Uzziah went down from the White House up to the house of God and decided that he could offer incense. Thank God for some people down there that wasn't courting the king's favor. Thank God. I won't tell you preachers tonight, if you'll wipe the sleepy out of your eyes for a few minutes, I'd like for you to understand that we need to stand for something and against some things in 1993. Oh God, help me to preach in such a way that I could get into your mind and conscience tonight, that you'll understand that there's some things that common man does not fool with. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And the Bible said when he went into the house of God, that the priest went in after him. Boy, it's time we have some preachers that would go after some rot that's going on down to the house of God. And Baptist folks are calling it worship. God, help us to stand against wickedness in the house of God. Boys, we've got adultery going on right in the house of God. Ball games and hay rides. I float up here so you can understand me real good. We got women running churches, talking about Baptist churches. Boy, it's about time the men of God went out after that junk and stood against. Amen. But the king decided he'd go on with his business. Boys, we're right in a time now when Washington, D.C. actually thinks they're going to run things down at the house of God. And they'll run a few men off, and they'll shut a few churches down. But about the time they think they've got us killed, our boys, and got us whipped, that little remnant that's always... That blessed little remnant that belongs to God, that's never been bought, that's never sold out. Our boys will go on carrying the banner. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know this thing is not going down, for there's a God in heaven that said the gates of hell. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad there's a force moving. Hallelujah tonight. That's stronger than anything out of Arkansas. I'm glad, hallelujah, there's a God in heaven. One of these blessed days that'll speak and the power will fall again. And God's people will come out of their closets. Glory to His name. It's about time we come out of the closet again. Amen. And when the man of God moved and the men of God moved, then God moved. You don't expect God to do much moving till we take a hold. The Bible said leprosy struck him. And they ran him out of the house of God. Boy, I like that. That's silly quartet has come into your church. God help. And you don't know how many women they've got on the bus they came in on. Won't have enough guts to run them out of the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God's people making a stand. And hey, listen to old man of God. I'm not talking about coming down to Faith Baptist Camp and hooping and hollering about how you stand against sin and go back to your church and whip it out because you're afraid to preach the Word of God. I'm talking about going down yonder and praying it in, getting some God-given guts and backbone and going back to the house of God and making a stand. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, America's not dead. I'm glad the old church, hallelujah to God, is not dead. I'm glad the remnant, great God's going to run things out of the house of God and go on. Then when they, now I really believe this, I don't know much about other circumstances between Isaiah and Uzziah. Oh, whether Isaiah looked up to him, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this. When they got rid of the king, when they got him out of their vision, when they got government out of their eyes, then they saw the Lord high and lifted up. Oh, Isaiah, boys, I'll tell you what, when we realize again that the power of God is among us, it's living on the inside. It's a God-given thing. And if we'll ask God, He'll send the answer. I'm so sick of faith. I'm down to the house of God, and I've got a great hunger for reality, reality, and power. He said, I saw the Lord. I lifted up. And it said His train filled the temple. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about God getting in the church so strong it gets full of God. That's what that said right there. That the temple got full of God. Oh, God. Help us to get the temple full of God. You don't get it. You don't get it full of singing. Boys, this junk, how they come out of the pits of hell. I'm talking about whatever happened to the old time souls. How this 4.75 times. Hallelujah to our ancestors. Great God, we talk about wanting what they used to have, but we don't want what they used to do in order to get what they used to have. We think we're smarter than they were, and we'll take to it and add from the same thing that got her down in them days. We'll get it down tonight. And then, when he got to seeing God and he filled the temple, then them heavenly beings got to appear. Now, I think this is a, I don't know much about angels, but I think this is a higher class than the common angel. It looks like maybe that angels, that when he talked about angels, they didn't have wings. Everywhere it mentioned angels, they didn't have, and I'll tell you something else, everywhere he mentioned them, it wasn't women. Now, don't you women go to sleep on me. Hallelujah to God. But boy, these beings had wings, and every one of them had six wings. But they wasn't using them all to fly with. Reason or other, them seraphims, now I'm talking about them that's right up next to the throne of God. They had six wings, and with two of them wings, they're covering their face. That is sight. Now think, if the Holy Ghost has showed me right, they counted themselves unworthy to look on Him. And there's a hiding no face. That is sight. And then steps, they knew they're not really, they're not worthy to walk around in the presence of God and let God see their feet. And they're covering their feet. But with two of them wings around on the throne of God doing service. Oh, God help us. Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I'll cut out all your strutting if you'll really get it. If we're not careful, boys, you get to come into Brother Sammy's camp. And if he ever even calls your name, it's occasion to strut. And I mean, I know how it is. I get the feeling that way too. But you better be careful. I'm talking to other men letting your strut show. Amen. Boy, you ain't worthy. You ain't worthy to strut in the house of God. Oh, God help us. And one of them heavenly beings looked over at the other one and said, Holy. And the other one looked over some more there and said, Holy. And they said to one another. And another looked over at the other and said, Holy. And then they all got together and said, Holy. 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 Is the Lord of hosts. Y'all believe what I'm saying? I want you to answer me now. Holy. 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 Do y'all really believe what you're saying? Who in the world are we talking about? Holy. 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 I feel one of them fits are coming on. Holy. 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 I'm talking about Him. And then old Isaiah said it got to get smoky in there. Hallelujah to God. I mean, when they got their eyes off of the White House, thank God for that message while ago. Boys, it made me want to get up and get one of them flags and march around the auditorium. Hallelujah. We need some of the same stuff that made them soldiers want to fight back yonder and carry the flag and say, our only hope is Jesus Christ. Holy.
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 Holy. And the doorpost got to moving. And the whole place got filled with smoke. Holy.
Holy.
Holy. Great God in heaven. I said, holy. Somebody stand up and hit me. Holy.
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 Glory to His name. Hallelujah. You can sit down like I call on you again. Woo! Hallelujah. Now nothing's ever been said by the angels. Nothing's ever been said about Isaiah. He's just sitting there watching. Nothing's ever been said about him. But boys, the power of God got in the house. Now I'm going to tell you why. You might as well not just come do away with all the altar calls until we get the house filled with smoke and the train of God fills the temple and get the doorposts to move. Now I'm going to tell you what, when you really get that kind of business going on, you won't have to sing invitation for 3 hours. When the power of God hits, boys, I mean things will happen in hearts. Hallelujah to God. Over here in North Carolina, they had three fellas got lost from up north. And they came down the mountainside, they'd hike and got lost, stayed lost for days. They'd finally about give it up on them. And there happened to be some fellas out there one morning early, just walking around, said, maybe we can find their tracks. They're looking, and come over a little rise, and there sat them three fellas on a log, hunkered up together. Been lost for 3 days, hungry and cold, about froze to death. And as soon as them three fellas saw them other fellas hunting them, said, hey, we're lost. We're them people that's lost. Hey, take us out of here. We're lost. They did not have to sing three verses of Just As I Am. Boys, you get the power of God in and get folks lost, they'll be hunting the place to get right. Amen. And way back out yonder, I mean, Isaiah spoke up. I mean, when the power of God got in, and he said, woe is me. He hadn't said a thing to the paragon. Right, he said he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Now, I'm not talking about an old ragged sinner. I'm talking about an old prophet of God. But boys, when the presence of power of God got right, he said, "Was me." He didn't say, "Lord, now I'll tell you what. I promise you I'll work for you. If you'll get that old long-tongued hussy out of my church, he's a-plaguing me. Been a-plaguing me for 20 years. And everybody's talking about me on the telephone. And these people's young'uns are driving me crazy, running up and down the house." But when he got right, when the power of God got in, he said, "Me, Lord, where's me?" Got a dirty mouth. Said, "I'm a man of unclean lips." We're in a mess around our churches today of folks that listen to this hell from Hollywood until everything that hell wants to put out their mouth is okay. I thought you was going to cut the fat. It's kind of like some of these preachers thought you don't like fat. And my sins is what is legalism. To get on that, that's legalism. Now, I ain't going to cut none of that out. Brother Sammy said, "Don't cut none of that." So I ain't going to cut it. I can't. It's pretty hard for me to fellowship with most preachers until they try to tell me a off-colored joke. I know somebody be trying to fake sleepiness again, but I know you ain't sleepy. I've already had you up on your feet. Amen. Amen. Don't you? No use looking at that little baby. Look up at me. I'm talking about being of unclean lips. Isaiah said, "Lord, woe is me." Now, when the power of God gets in the church, the Holy Ghost will point out your sin. It's amazing how He knows just where to pick. And I'm going to be honest with you, men of God, today. And if you know me real well, you know this hard preaching this week that Brother Phil and others have done, Dr. Green and others have done this week. And I won't say this to you. It's not that kind of preaching that's hurting us. You say, "Preacher, they just get critical and hit on." No, that's not what's hurting us. It's the lack of that's hurting us. The Lord, I'm unclean. The Lord, I'm unclean. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I think maybe all the time them seraphims are still looking at one another and saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Now I'm going to tell you, it doesn't make any difference what you do or your buddy that you run around with. He's run off with somebody else's wife and still pastoring a Baptist church. It's not going to change God a bit. He started out holy and he'll end up holy. You may taint your life and your ministry, but you're not going to taint the Lord. He's holy. I said He's holy. 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 I wonder if you are. How you feel tonight down on the inside, realizing that God's here, the congregation is standing the hoop and the hollering about what, 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, and I can just kind of feel heaven tickling my soul. And I wonder how you feel about yourself. Old Isaiah said, "Lord, I got unclean lips, and I've been running around with a bunch of fellers that's got unclean lips. I've never seen revival until I've seen repentance." Say amen right there. "But I'm unclean. I've been running around with some fellas that's unclean." It's all right. It's all right for a lot of folks. And I'm going to tell you, bless God, I'm against a lot of this stuff. But it don't bother you, it looks like, to run around with other fellas that are guilty of it. Oh, Lord, God, help us to come down to self. Get ourselves right in the sight of God and cry out honestly. Lord, if I could just get folk here tonight, if the Holy Ghost could touch and plague your heart and get you to be honest here tonight, boys, we wouldn't need hamburgers and Oscar Mayer wieners out of 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. If you'd just be honest with God and confess your sins and say, Lord, me and you knows it's me. That preacher's a talking about my wretched sin. I've not been careful about who I run around with. Now, some of you young ladies, hear the man of God tonight. You're guilty by association when you run around with other young ladies that are unclean in the sight of God. I see one of them seraphim just kind of go. Yeah. One of them tongs from off the altar. Reached into that altar and got a live coal. Oh, old Isaiah's lips. Said, now I believe I've about got this figured out. I never could understand why that fire off of the altar in heaven didn't kill Isaiah. I mean, you just can't hardly equate fire with mercy. It looks like this is cleansing judgment of God. And boys, unhampered, that'd burn you up. But then I realize that this is off a sacrificial altar. Now, if I'm a little bit untheological or however you want to put it, you forgive me. But I'm having a time of thinking about this. I believe they've just been off of that sacrificial animal. There's just been enough of the blood dripped on it to take killing judgment out of it. And it just cut the temper down enough that it cleansed him without killing him. Now I won't talk about you. When you got on the altar of God, when you cried out and said, Lord, it's me. I see one of them seraphims go. Take a live coal from off the altar. Put it on your heart. Guess what the only thing kept it from killing you? The Lamb of God that on Calvary's cross, that blood cooled the wrath of God down just enough that it didn't kill you. But boys, it sure cleans you up. Well, I just thought of this. I don't hear Isaiah's granny say, you prayed long enough, Isaiah. Just get up and tell the people you're all right. He didn't say, somebody read to Isaiah. He needs reading too. Now don't, when you look down like that makes me know I ought to stay right on it. Amen. But boys, the God's angel said, this has touched thy lips, and thou art cleansed. Well, I'm glad God made the pronouncement. Said, you're clean, Isaiah. You're clean. And then, boy, I can hear everything fall silent around me. Isaiah's done admitted his sins. Now, I'm going to tell you what, fellas. You get somebody to come to the altar and admit their sins and get a cleansing. They're not going to march away a strutting and a blessed God to everybody they meet and tell all the world they're going to hell. I believe old Isaiah's about out of it. And I hear a voice from the throne. Go for it. Shall sin. And Isaiah no doubt looked around and said, Lord, there ought to be a bunch of folk here. That's boy, God talking. Now they'll come from everywhere. But it's probably possible that nobody heard that but old Isaiah. Oh, go forth! God wants to speak that in your heart tonight. And you're here and things are not right. Boy, you ought to come and get in this altar and say, God, cleanse me. I've been messing around on my husband. I've been messing around on my wife. I've kept money that belongs to God out of the offering plate on Sunday morning. I've not read the Bible tonight. I've not prayed around the house and lived a holy and separated life. Who'll go for it? Preacher, you feel weak lately in the pulpit? Are you clean? You say, preacher, you talk great voice came booming back from the throne and said, I'll tell you what, Isaiah. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to build, add on to your church and to start your school. Go there in the bookstore tonight, Keene, bless his heart. Young pastor. And I ask him, where is the pastor? He's in here tonight. God bless his heart. I said, what are you doing? Good brother. He said, I'm a pastor in a little church of town in the mountains. And yeah. I said, well, amen. Thank God. Like it was a grandchild. He didn't want to brag, but he announced the pastor of the church. He waved at his wife, and just like a grandchild, he had some pictures ready of the church. He was hoping I'd ask him. I said, oh, you got some pictures of each? And he kind of bowed his head and said, it's a little old church. Boy, I looked in pictures, and that little white church is sitting there just pure and quiet. Boy, I seen him. When I got to looking at that and smiling, he kind of right back. Yes. It may not be your job to build on. It may not be your job to start a school. But that little two-letter word booms back from the throne of God when you're cleansed. And said, it is almost like Isaiah's was on that block where they run. Said, here am I, Lord, send me. I don't believe he's flopped over and said, maybe someday soon, Lord, I can get up and get. I believe he's already up and had his foot on that block. He said, Lord, here I am. And about that time, the gun went off and God said, go! I would say to all you men of God tonight, all you mamas, all your daddies and your deacons and Sunday school teachers, if you've got that live coal from off, I mean, if you can say, Lord, you know I'm cleansed. I hear a voice booming back from heaven saying, go! Isaiah said, how long you want me to keep it up, Lord? I mean, you want me to go, but how long you want me to stay at it? The Lord kind of talked like to him, said, I tell you what you do, you'll go out there and hoof and holler, and they'll turn a deaf ear to you. They won't really see and understand what you're doing. I said, how long, Lord? Said this, until all the cities are without inhabitants. Say till the Sunday school goes down, preacher, and then change your preacher. I mean, if that singing crowd comes in and you've entertained them and they've got a group and took off over yonder and left you and started a church, are you wanting to quit and go down there to snubbing post and lay down there for 6 years? Hallelujah to God. He said, preach, Isaiah, till all the trees are gone, till the houses be without inhabitants. If you're going to quit, preacher, mama, you don't take up the standards of the world. I'd like to get somewhere tonight and say, Lord, just between me and you, there's some things not right. Everybody stand, please, ladies, come to the instrument. See, some folk already know what they need to do. Some folks already felt, heard the touch of God and felt the smoke around you. And Oh, if God's touching you tonight and you'll have to look at the Lord and say, Lord, I'm unclean. Whatever it is between you and God, this may be a little old something you need to say, Lord, it's me, O Lord. Preacher, do you need to come and say, Lord, if anything is keeping me from preaching, God, you touch me and cleanse me. All the power and the unction of God. Mama, can you say if there's something standing in the way of me raising my daughters and my sons, Daddy? Say, Lord, if there's anything unclean about me that's holding the power and the movement of God out of my life, Lord, I need a cleanse. Folks are coming, other folks, God has touched your heart. Boy, you better get your mind off your watch. I would to God he'd stop every watch in the building. Oh, get your mind off. Realize that there's some things about you that needs cleaning up. Be honest with God. I came down here, I'd pray and say, Lord, I need a cleansing. Then come to pray for my neighbor. Say, Lord, it's me and I need a cleansing. Obey. Obey. That's all I ask you to do tonight. I'm not trying you to persuade you to do something that the Holy Ghost hadn't already impressed upon your heart to do. Can you say, can you lift your hands after you get to the motel or to your room over yonder tonight and say, Lord, my hands are clean. I have no need of a cleansing, Lord. I have no use going to the altar tonight. Lord, me and you knows it's all right. Would you just be honest with God and say, I need a cleansing? Will this altar service plague you after this meeting's over and say, there's the night, I should have got it right? Oh, preacher, preacher, hear me. There's something holding you away from the power of God. Would you come tonight and let the fire of God cleanse you? Ma'am, I wouldn't carry it away from here with me. Yes, sir. You're doing right. All over this auditorium, God spoke to hearts, and you think you don't have time.